You're listening to the show about a relaxed DM and Majin Buu. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Greg, and I play Dew.
I'm KT, and I play Will, Master of Sashaying Jackassery.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So the two in front on the platform. Mm-hmm. So there's three different kinds here. There's the two in front are the same, the two in the back are the same, and then the two on the dragons are the same.
In terms of what you would, how you would perceive them as threats, all four of the ones on the platform are, they look like sort of warriors of some type. The ones riding the dragons, they look more shamanistic. More priestly or something like that.
Okay.
In terms of what they're wielding, they have staves as opposed to blades and that kind of thing. I use two different icons of the guys on the platform, but they're equivalent roughly. They're not all identical twins, obviously, but.
Dew is going to. What do we have here?
Oh, hold on. Wait for crunkling.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Dew is going to patiently wait for some silence so that he can announce to the airship.
The pirates are really noisy.
Dew continues to wait. Just a bit of silence. Pirates getting closer, but Dew just stands there, arms crossed. No, he's got time.
He flickered the lights in the cabin.
The guy with the purple icon, the I guess if to the stern side of the airship, Dew is going to attack with his longbow.
All right,
or try
got it. So the one riding the dragon, wormling.
Yes,
got it. Cool. All right, go for it.
That is a 21 to hit.
All right, that certainly hits.
That is 24 damage.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
All right. So that seems to strike true. And he looks like he maybe almost loses his grip on the back of this this wormling for a moment. But he is able to stay atop it. But that looks like you did some significant work there to him. Okay. Is there anything else that Dew will or can do?
I think I hit my movement limit.
Yeah.
Getting here. Mm-hmm. I think just getting low so that if anybody's running up behind me, they have a clear shot.
All right, cool. All right, so next it is the very lizard folk upon whom you you fired, Dew. He reaches out with the staff that he's holding and points it at you, and over the rushing air, it's kind of hard to hear. You see his mouth moving. You're not sure if he's saying something, and then all of a sudden, all around you, there sprout from the very floor of the airship these vines with hard spikes and thorns.
What?
Sprouting up all around you.
Nice.
In a
yikes
circle, which I'll draw here so we know that it's there. So in that area, these thorns and spikes sprout up and just sort of persist.
So technically, if we want to go out that door, we might be able to avoid the vines or whatever?
Yes.
So if we want to come into this room is what I'm saying, just for the sake of the podcast.
Yeah. Yes, so there's these vines that sort of sprout up on the port side of the door near the rear of the cabin, centered on Dew. And you get the sense that if you move into or within this area, it would be hard and you would probably take some damage from the thorns. And then what happens next is you, Dew, can see, looks like emanating from the roof above you, you see this sort of bolt of fire shoot out towards the lizard folk and shoot over their heads. But you think someone up there maybe launched an attack against them from up above, probably one of the the owl people.
Ibish?
The Ibish people. Thank you. That is the much more culturally sensitive term to to use.
Not the Hooters.
Yeah.
Stop calling them the Hooters, Eric.
That's amazing.
Oh, let's just end it here,
you
guys.
You turn to the captain. That's a useful pair of Hooters you got up there, captain.
Oh, man. Okay, so, Bathwack, you've seen a couple people rush out of this room, some other people just milling about anxiously. This explosion of some sort has rocked the ship. Will seems to be starstruck, and he's just got a small smile on his face.
Yep.
What's Batwack doing amidst all this chaos?
He's going to rush through the door. That's what he always does.
Right into the toilet?
Did charge you in. Yeah. Oops, wrong door. No. Into the main cabin. How is each square 5 feet?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I have to stand up.
Yes, you would have to. Yes, you take half your movement to get to your feet.
Crap. I can't get very far then. I'm here.
All right.
What?
Unless I run.
Yeah, you could take your action to run if you would like.
No, all right. No, I'm going to take my action to look through that deck of cards again.
Which you don't have.
I want.
No, I gave him back for sure.
I want to find something in that deck that flies. That's my goal.
Okay.
Do you think people can hear me crunching on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Really? Seriously?
Well, do it again. Oh, and maybe it was Abby before.
What? No.
Someone was eating something like, it was like a commercial. Like, it was like. It was very dramatic. No. It was a very dramatic.
We've been eating nonstop. I just had a few pretzels.
All right. So. In the deck, you find a few things, I think, that fly. You find a red dragon.
Ooh.
A beholder.
What's a beholder?
It's this...
Oh, of course you know what it is.
It's very classic D&D monster. It's this sort of floating...
it's absurd, but apparently yeah. It's like very
It's like
classic.
A floating... fleshy ball that has a single eye with a huge mouth.
Oh, it's the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
That's so
and then
cool.
It also has these multiple...
Did you look it up?
No, she's just referring to the phrase eye of the
no,
beholder.
No, I'm asking if she... I thought
Is
she
there beauty
it
in it?
No,
I haven't looked it up yet.
It might be within
Yeah, check
there.
It out. It's beautiful. You'll love it.
It's a floating orb of flesh with a large mouth and a single eye, and then it has many smaller eye stalks.
It's pretty disgusting.
That come out of it. And they float around. So that technically, I guess you would say, flies, though it doesn't have like wings.
The eye tyrant. It's got to be Beauty of the Beholder.
I don't know what this is. I have to look this up. And oh, these do fly. I never heard of this. An Erinyes. Erinyes.
Well, I have no idea what that is. What does the card look like?
It's like a fury.
Okay.
They're like a fiend, like a devil-y, fiendy lady thing with wings.
All right. So these are the things that Batbuck recognizes as fly.
Yeah. There's other stuff in there that everything else pretty much is clear, does not fly.
Okay. Great. Oh, I can use my action.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, all right. I'll take the beholder card and throw it on the ground.
Okay.
Whoa!
All right. You pull.
You
the,
get a paper cut.
Yeah.
So you flip through the deck. You pull out the beholder card intentionally. You throw it on the ground, and nothing happens.
Oh.
What?
Oh. He doesn't even get the paper cut.
Nope. No paper cut. It sits on the ground.
What? What did we do last time to
All
make
right.
it work?
Well, I'll pick it up again. I don't know. Maybe you messed it up because you stole it. Thanks, Will.
Yeah, I got the real deck right here. It's myself. I'm just calling myself a dick. Get it?
Ah, the real deck.
Yeah.
All right.
So
yes, unfortunately.
Great.
Uh, The deck does not appear to function at least how you thought it did.
Hmm. Does that count as
That's my action. Yeah.
Yeah. It does.
Oh man.
And this dragonborn stood up, got to his feet, charged forward, pulled out a deck of cards, looked through it, threw one on the ground, and picked it up. Rafini, you see all this happen. The room is getting emptier. You're on your butt as you've been knocked over.
To use half an action to get up?
Mm-hmm. You have to use half your movement to get up, if you want to get up.
I do want to get up. Or maybe I could just scoot on my butt.
You could try to scoot on your butt, though you don't
move. Because I'm on a bunk,
you don't
right?
move as quickly as you do when you're crawling versus when you're moving. Or when
I'm
you're
not crawling. I'm you're scooting. Scooting on my butt.
Sorry, your scooting speed is lesser than your walking speed.
All right, so how far can I get if I bounce across the bunks? Can I get out the door enough to see the pirates?
You could maybe get, like, kind of to the door-ish. Yeah, you could probably get a glimpse of some of them.
All right, so I can see them.
Yeah, you can see, like, that the rightmost black dragon wormling with the lizard folk rider.
Okay. Good. I'm going to cast Call Lightning.
Whoa!
Wow.
All right, you pull out your Motorola Razor. You have... What's your speed dial for lightning? Is it 3?
What was that?
That's very funny.
That's how she laughs.
It's my new voice.
She actually enjoys a joke. You've never heard it.
It's the range is 120 feet.
All right,
within which we are well.
Oh, well.
Within.
Yep.
Boom!
Whoa!
That's the lightning.
Okay. Is that also what you say?
No, I say this.
All right. And what happens?
Do you want me to give you the details of what happens, or do you want me to tell you what happens creatively? Like, do you have the spell in front of you? Is my first question.
I do.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
So, creatively, as a potential grandma, I want to know what happens.
I don't know what's wrong with me tonight, man. All right. So, a giant cloud appears. There's no silver lining to this cloud.
Oh.
Okay. Just directly over that wormling, which is spelled with a Y, I suppose. W-Y-R-M.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I had a feeling. Mm-hmm. And his lucky compatriots are also under it because it's such a large cloud.
Oh, wow.
It's, And it's 10 feet tall with a 60-foot radius.
Whoa.
You know what that means about its diameter?
It's
if that's
bigger.
Its radius.
It's bigger. Yeah. Something about pie.
That's
so
right.
Does that mean the airship is now within this storm cloud?
No. Maybe. It has to be centered on a point I can see 100 feet directly in front of me.
Okay.
And so I'm seeing way beyond the wormling.
Oh, okay.
So they're just at the edge of this raging storm.
Ah.
We're perfectly safe.
Perfect.
Yep. And every once in a while you hear zap and the lightning will chase the little dragons around their little cloth platform. I don't know if it's cloth. I'm imagining it's like a hammock between these two dragons.
It's actually
magic carpet.
It is a rough wooden platform.
Hmm. You probably said wooden.
Maybe.
But I'm sure there's cloth on top for comfort.
No.
Okay, fine. There's no cloth.
This is the least comfortable rough-hewn platform suspended between two black dragon wormlings that you've ever seen.
A whole mini golf course. Some whole mini golf course on top.
Yeah, and that kind of cloth. There you go. That stuff gets in your knees. That's not comfortable. That's better than a bare wooden platform.
In terms of comfort, it does look like they have hewn out a hole in the back left corner for them to use as a latrine.
What?
Why are we so obsessed with the latrine?
There's so many flying poops in this game.
Joking. They have a full porta potty.
Oh yeah, of course. I assumed that your joke was that. Yes. Definitely.
All right. So specifically, the call lightning is focused on a point within this cloud, and then it affects creatures within 5 feet of that point. So where's your point?
My point is the dragon I can see.
Okay. All right. So you're going to be able to, you can hit the dragon, the guy on top of it, and then the two lizard folk to the on the right side of the platform, so closer to that guy.
Zap, 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 zap.
Yep. All right. So they all have to make dexterity saving throws.
That's right, they do.
To dodge away from the lightning. So what are they saving versus? What is your spell save DC?
My spell save DC is 16.
Okay. Wow. That is high. Fail. Oops. Ooh. Fail. Fail. Save. All right. So the all three of the lizard folk fail and the dragon succeeds. So roll 3d10.
Mm-hmm. And this applies to all of them?
Yes, the dragon, the wormling will take half damage because he saved. But otherwise, we'll just apply the damage to all of them.
Boop. 17.
Okay. That's a lot of damage.
Don't mess with Rafina, man. She's a grandma.
She or is not. Confirmed.
Or not.
Confirmed. All right, what's half of 17?
8.5.
Thank you. All right. Does the storm persist?
10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Wow, awesome.
And it looks like it does take concentration. Yeah, at the end of, on each of her turns until the spell ends, she gets to do that again on a different
thing.
Same point or different point.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But again, with concentration. So if you cast another spell that takes concentration, it goes away. Or if you take damage, you have to save. But we'll see what happens with that. So yeah, the storm is raging. This potential grandma storm is swirling all around. The dragon sort of jukes down to dodge away from the worst of the bolt, though you do sort of singe one of his wings. The lizard folk themselves on that side of things, they take some significant damage from this. You, over the breeze, can smell some brief frying. So it smells like a little bit like a fish fry. The platform dips down slightly as the wormling sort of ducks out of the way, but it establishes itself as and sort of gains stability once again. And then, in a concerted effort, the dragons swoop forward towards the airship. They're sort of swinging. They sort of rush forward all at once, pulling this platform behind them. And then as they reach the ship, they let go of the cords, the ropes holding this platform up, sort of crashing it into the ship and spilling the lizard folk warriors atop it.
Wow.
Into the airship.
Oh my gosh.
And it looks like this is something they practiced as these guys sort of spring in there. And then the platform plummets to the earth below.
Wow, that's crazy.
So yeah, so you all feel a second, less significant, shift to the airship as this crashes into the side of it where they've made this hole. And you hear these sort of gibbering. Bathwack, you are able to, I'm assuming, understand them because they're speaking in, what do they speak in?
Draconic?
Yep, they're speaking in Draconic. So unless you've forgotten, after all that time in Barovia, all those 7 hours or however long we were actually there. Oh, man. I would love it if that were so. Still a small amount of time. But anyway, you hear them shouting, "Death to the Ibish!"
Oh!
Oh.
And
Victims of intolerance yet again.
The ones that are navigating the wormlings, the ones, the riders, the wormling riders. One of them shouts out. He's got a deeper voice, again still in Draconic. You hear him say, "Take the airship! Take the airship! Leave no prisoners!"
Whoa. Ooh.
Leave no prisoners.
But Bathwack's the only one who understands that.
Correct. The rest of you here. Blah, 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 blah. Sorry, Bathwack. Not to be.
that's
just what you all sound like.
Such
to me.
An eloquent language.
Rochelle's like, "You see?
You see? Oh my god, wait a second. Okay, wait a second. Who is she racist about? Literally everybody? What the fuck? Oh my god.
And then they actually have a little bit of movement left. The wormlings, they're going to pull back and up, sort of out of view.
Mm. Oh no.
So yeah, you're jolted again, Will, though not enough to even come close to knocking you off your feet. You're able to keep your feet as well as everybody else is easily. But you know something else has happened.
Oh, okay.
You feel the thump, basically, as the platform, you know, hit the side of the, of the airship.
Okay. I thought you were nothing saying new. They were flying off and doing something to my side of the ship or something.
Well, you don't really know. You're not seeing this, but out of character, it was the thump from the platform hitting the... Mm-hmm. Hitting the side of the airship. Everybody but Bathwack has pretty much left this room. Jocelyn is standing sort of stunned.
Wait, I'm there.
I'm saying besides you.
You said besides Bathwack.
You said Jocelyn.
And Jocelyn, but you said Bathwack.
I'm speaking to Will. I'm saying everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Besides.
Wait, why are you talking to me? Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, why is he focusing on me right now? I don't understand.
There's still like... Torn you between out. Your adoration for the thief and thinking how cool it is that they coordinated that crash the platform into the airship. You're like, that was awesome! These guys know what they're doing!
Yeah!
I'm that thief! I got his autograph! And like, we're all on fire.
So yeah, I'm just setting the scene for you.
Okay.
Because I'm about to ask what Will is doing as all this is raging around him.
Well, the last thing I remember... when it was like a general description of everybody was that I had caught the paper, but then almost fallen. So am I still holding the paper?
I thought you said you tucked it away.
I tried to, but then you said
you got a chance to tuck it away. Yeah? But you didn't get to check your stuff.
All right, so my hands
don't worry,
are free.
And your signature is secure and safe.
Good.
Yes.
I mean, that's right. Going
you
in the scrapbook.
Go climb in your bunk, settle in, pull the curtain close.
All right, handle it, Bathwack! I go to sleep.
No, you cast light and you just look at your autograph.
Oh, no. Psh, it's going in the scrapbook. Never mind. All right. So, what I'm going to do is, so the guy ran over these, I'm like the last person. The guy ran over these bunks and is out, but can I see him at all through that doorway? Can I see him?
You can see Ricardo.
All right. My focus is on him. I know that we're being attacked, but right now... I assume that this guy is at least related to these pirates in some way. Like, is he a pirate? Do I know that? Is he...
You've never heard tale... I mean...
He's a thief, now pirates are like, attacking. Yeah, so it's a big coincidence if it's not actually related.
Pirates are kind of thiefy. You've not associated him with maritime thievery specifically.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to see...
But they're in the air anyway, right?
Right. Is this account era time?
I mean,
era time.
Naval.
Era time.
I think this still falls under naval engagement.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just asking because I was just trying to figure out. I was just trying to explain.
All right, let's stop naval gazing.
Nice.
Yeah, waka waka. The epaulets were from the Navy, Greg said.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is all in line.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly.
Please continue.
So I'm going to point my finger at him and I'm just going to I'm going to bring my hands together.
Okay.
And there's going to be this with nail polish, there's like that micro glitter. Like it's really, you know what I mean? When you look at nail polish, that has a gleam to it. I know when you look at nail polish all day, it has that like really fine shimmer to it. He cups his hands together like this, and there's like this little glitter around it. And I'm trying to cast polymorph.
Okay.
On him.
Okay.
And turn him into a mouse.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to do as I move towards him, though, too. So I want to not lose sight of if I can do this successfully. I don't want him to drop away and then escape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
You won't escape as a mouse.
So can that's I not run? Possible. Yeah, I know. I think I just fucked up. But I'm doing it as I'm running towards. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Can I move past Rafina? 5, 6. And like as I'm going to do it, so that once he's transformed or transforming,
you can move a bit, polymorph, and still move. You can right. break up your movement.
That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So it's a wisdom saving throw.
Right.
And I would actually like, because I respect this guy, I'm going to use some of my sorcery points to heighten the spell, which means you have disadvantage on your wisdom saving throw.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Sorcery points. You're tracking those, right?
Yes, I am. Mm.
All right. So wisdom saving throw at disadvantage.
Yep.
Okay. And what am I saving versus? What's your spell wisdom, save DC?
So that's 15.
Okay. So, So Ricardo's sort of bounding his way yeah. through the room, yeah. you know, very nimbly,
yeah.
Away from you.
Yeah.
And this micro glitter shimmer
yeah.
appears around your hands. Does it, like, shoot out at him, or does it just stay around your hands? And
it's basically like I'm holding my hand so that I could hold a mouse.
Okay.
A poof is going out, but it doesn't look like it's
okay.
touching him.
Okay.
It's just that it's happening.
No to touching.
Him. No touching.
All right. So yeah, this poof of micro glitter appears around your hands and sort of mid stride.
Yeah.
Collapses down into the form of a mouse and thumps to the floor.
And can I grab him?
Not on this turn. No.
Oh wait a second. So now I just made it so he can run away.
You wouldn't have the ability. You moved and used your action to polymorph him.
Crap. Okay. Well, I screwed us up. Sorry, guys.
And you're never going to clean up all that micro glitter.
Apparently
do or that mouse poop.
Do not. I really don't know how to play Dungeons & Dragons. Can you tell? I've never played a sorcerer before.
Hey, you just polymorphed Ricardo Ulysses. No matter what happens, that's going on your CV.
Yeah, but it's if he true. Gets away real quick, then that's
that doesn't have suck. To go on your CV.
Oh, no. Really? Man, that stinks. Okay.
Anything else?
Nope. I think that's all I can do.
Okay. All right. And he has a white mouse. Like a
he's white. Albino yeah, of course mouse. He is.
But he's if you look very closely, his eyes are not pink.
Okay.
And then we've got one of these menacing lizardy guys who, if anybody doesn't know, lizard folk, they're humanoid. They're like human-sized, sort of lizardy, crocodile-y looking guys. They're bipedal, so they're up on 2 feet. They've got opposable thumbs so they can hold things. These guys are holding a variety of different types of weapons. A couple of them have some clubs, some javelins, and shields. So the one on our map who has a little green circle, they're all sort of in a clump right now. He lets out a lizardy draconic roar, which Bathwack you can hear is just a roar. And he charges forward towards you, Dew. And he's going to take a swing at you. He has a sort of a thick oaken club. And he's going to try to hit you. And that is a 22 to hit.
I don't think he hears you.
Greg!
This for me?
Dew!
Sorry, my nickname shouldn't be a verb. 22 absolutely hits.
All right. So you take 5 bludgeoning damage as this stout wooden club crashes into you. And then he's going to lunge forward and try to bite you. Oh, and that's a 23 to hit.
Oof.
Yep.
And that does 5 piercing damage. And his teeth sink into your flesh. He, with his mouth sort of wrapped around you, he screams triumphantly. And you feel his hot breath just cascading out around your arm and the wound that he's inflicted on you. And then that is the end of the round, and we're wrapping back around to Captain Ool.
Nice.
The venerable captain of the airship Goodberry. He is going to, he's pulled out this short sort of wooden staff, and he's going to reach out with both hands and thump it into the ground in front of him. And you can see this sort of shimmer as this force of energy radiates out from him towards the lizard folk. It's a relatively common spell. You would recognize it, most of you, as a thunder wave spell, if you're at all familiar with spell casting.
Somebody
or anything like that.
Cast that at us, I think, at some point.
And so, let's see here. Two of them have to make saves. All right, so they're going to save against this sort of crashing force of energy radiating out from his staff there. That guy saves. And he fails. All right. So they both seem shaken by this. Both of the lizard folk seem shaken by this force of sound and energy that the captain has created. The one near you, Do, he just sort of takes like a stagger, half step back. But the one marked with the blue circle on the map, he seems sort of very surprised by this, and he's sort of bowled over onto his back and slides backwards towards and off the edge of the airship.
Whoa!
Back through the hole where he came. And you hear him screaming, Batwack. You guys hear him go, Batwack, you hear him say,
That's what I'll have her say in the song.
There you go. It can all be translated, though, as... as he skids off the edge and out of sight. So the other two lizard folk who have yet to act, they're going to leap forward, slide up kind of in tandem, and they're both going to go after the venerable captain.
Oh, no.
Let's see. They're going to both swing with their clubs. That's a hit. A hit. A hit.
Oh, my God.
And a natural one on them, which means I play this.
That's a good one.
Captain Ool, he takes 15 total damage.
Oh, God.
As they swing at their clubs and try to bite at him. Both clubs connect and one bite connects.
Yikes.
And he's sort of staggered by this. He's bloodied, but still on his feet. And then from above, you can tell it's from above, but you all hear it in your heads. You hear a shriek from one of the Ibish above.
Uh-oh.
A shriek of pain.
Oh, no.
Though you're not sure exactly why. You can assume it's probably due to the dragon riding lizard folk guys that sort of hovered up and out. And then it is Mousy Ricardo's turn.
Man, I fucked up, guys. Fuck.
What he is going to do, he is going to scurry. You've got eyes on him, Will, so you see this happen. He is going to scurry into the area with the thorns.
Okay.
And he's going to leap up into the air and plunge himself down on one of the thorns in this circle. And you hear a that's magnified.
Right.
It's clearly a tiny little mouse squeak.
Yeah.
as the thorn pierces into his side.
Yeah.
Spilling his mouse guts everywhere.
Yeah, but then it just.
All of a sudden, they're rolling on the ground amidst these thorns is Ricardo. Once again.
Dang it.
It's almost like he did it on purpose.
Yep, he did.
Little jerk.
Listen, you're not
surprised. Like the time Bathwack was a gecko or something.
No, you
remember that? Iguana.
Yep. Yeah.
Wah,
like
I'm
always.
An iguana. Like always.
Wah, I'm an iguana.
All right, so he jumps there, and then he's sort of rolling around. He gets to his feet. He looks at you, Will.
Yeah.
And he tips you a wink.
Ah!
And then he rushes out of the thorns. He's going to take damage from the thorns.
Mm.
He's going to go past Captain Ool, who's also going to take a swing at him. And that, I think, is going to miss. Yeah. And he's going to run past the lizard folk. He's hopping up onto the table and across, sort of treading across these couches in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm.
That lizard folk there is going to try to take a swing at him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to hit. So he's going to take some more damage there as the club sort of crashes into him. But he rolls through it and skips along towards near the end of the couch. You definitely think you've slowed him down. You think if you hadn't done that, he might be well out of reach. You don't know where he's going. Right now he's sort of heading up the middle of the cabin towards the front of the ship.
Okay.
But he took some damage and was definitely slowed down there through your efforts, Will.
Okay.
So, again, this is going to all go in, you know, your next interview. This anecdote.
My next interview?
Yeah.
What interview?
I don't know.
What the
Anytime
fuck?
You need to explain your qualifications.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. It can go on my resume. Not that right. I need to give anyone a resume.
Well, I already said CV, so I was trying to vary the joke a little bit.
You said that before.
It did.
I don't remember it, so you could have said it again. I would have been impressed. Good job, Eric. Good
I'm
job.
I'm trying to impress you. I'm trying to impress Mark Jessen.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Mark Jessen. There, I said it like
he
I
was,
knew it.
He was great. He's a Twitter user. He's so nice. I loved what he said when he said his favorite moment.
Yeah.
It was great.
Me too. Right. It was a shambles.
Yes. It was so, it made me happy because it was clearly like, yeah, we're a mess and yeah. You still enjoyed it. It's like, thanks. That's real.
We're very human.
Yes.
Is this the episode with Galadar up on the roof?
This is the episode with Goatsy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Which yes, Galadar too.
Could have been any episode.
All the Goatsy episodes are all blending together in my mind.
There's only one, except now there's two, because we brought it up again.
All right, so speaking of Goatsy, the webmaster of Goatsy.com himself, Greg Davies, is here to tell us what happens with
with Goatsy.
With Goatsy. Please, we're done playing this game. That's the end. And now we can talk about Goatsy to our heart's content.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot the context for that joke.
Well,
let's go over it again.
So could we get a recap for just the Goatsy part?
Oh, no! Strong grasping fingers.
No.
And widely spread ankles.
Oh no!
I have so many regrets right now.
Oh my gosh.
So,
yes.
In an effort to help out the captain and yes. put an end to this conversation,
great.
Do you take aim at which? Does the captain have an icon?
It's the owl.
Yeah.
The white bird with its wings outspread.
Yeah.
Like oh, he's underneath a yeah. table on my map here. Okay. I don't know. It's glitching. Anyway,
oh,
I
weird.
Now see it.
Okay.
So, very close quarters. Do is going after the green icon.
Okay.
Guy with his dual morning stars.
Alrighty.
Nice.
Whapam, whapam. It was very effective against the bathroom door. Let's see how it does against a lesser combatant.
Well, most of my dice just ended up on the floor. That's fine. I didn't need them.
Yeah. That's not what we're doing here.
That is... do I roll separately for each one?
Yes, you do.
It's 18 for the first one.
That hits.
Should I roll damage or do the second one right away?
Let's do both. Let's see what happens.
Okay. Second one is 21 to hit.
All right. That also hits. He has a shield. He's trying to block your attacks, but you're too quick.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
On the floor again?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a whole bunch of nonsense. All
right. He's got his whole computer just supported on his lap. He doesn't even have a desk right now. It's very awkward.
That is a total of 16.
From both attacks?
Correct.
Okay, got it. Alrighty. So these morning stars thwack meatily into this lizard man's shoulder and chest.
Hmm.
Gouts of blood spurt out down his chest.
Hmm.
He's not quite dead yet, but you think he is well on his way to meeting whatever kind of god lizard folk meet. Probably a heathen god, says Rochelle.
I like how much more like shrill she's getting. Like,
well, she's panicked. Like, there's these lizard guys.
Can someone throw her off a ship, please?
Hey, I've got the sound cue already.
Radical hospitality now, and I push her out the hole.
Yeah, can we just? Yeah, I don't care if, like, the lizard folk come on more and attack any of the other passengers. Can we just take someone, take an action, and throw her off the ship? Gotta happen. It's required.
Anyway, do. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
Yeah.
Accomplish.
Don't think that there's... I mean, I've got plenty of enemies to deal with locally.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, if you move, you're going to be wading through these thorns, so keep that in mind, too. All right. So, let's see here. You all hear another shriek in your heads.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, unfortunately, sounds like it sort of trails off.
Oh, no. You guys are going to die. We don't protect
already?
These owl people. Crap.
I was trying. Well, I mean, the captain's not keeping the ship up at the moment, but...
Yeah, but the captain's important, too. You're right. You're doing it.
Also, I've got a special affinity for Ool.
Yeah, I know. Of course. You have to protect Ool. Jeez.
All right. And then I would like everybody but Bathwack to give me a perception roll.
Okay.
Fourteen.
Where's perception?
12.
18.
14, 18, 12. Okay. You all see through the windows in the front of the cabin... Bathwack, this is not in view, which is why you didn't get to make a check.
Wait,
for you.
Where, like,
In the front
in the
wall
driving
towards
place?
Towards the okay. The Captain Sit area.
Okay.
The official name of that
the Captain
area.
Sit area.
You see one of the owl people jump down and land there, like in that sort of open area.
Wow.
Dead? Okay. We don't know.
And so, Bathwack, you've thrown a card on the ground. All of your friends have left you back here, clearly disgusted. So what is Bathwack doing to process this personal shame he's feeling?
Aww.
Yeah, I heard the yell from upstairs, so I'm going to run through the door.
Okay.
5, 10, so that I'm under the ladder.
Okay.
What do I see? So before I go up, I see the owl folk up in the front room, or do I not see him yet?
Having come through, give me a perception check.
19.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you definitely, you have a great ability to sort of scan a battle and sort of take in all of the different, you know, parties and mm-hmm. sort of assess threats and, you know, what vulnerabilities. So yeah, absolutely, that's mm-hmm. part of your scan. You do note that one of the magic using Ibish is in the front there. You can see mm-hmm. them through the window.
All right. So I heard the yell from upstairs.
Yeah.
So So Bathwick heard the whole conversation from the lizard folk. So he's thinking he needs to protect the owl people. All right, I'm just going to continue charging forward. I'm going to ignore the lizard folk here, and I'm going to grapple this guy who's running away.
Ricardo?
Okay. Ricardo, yeah.
All right. First, the one lizard folk is going to get an opportunity attack against you because you unheedingly ran past him. So disrespectful. All right. That's a 9 to hit. So that's going to do nothing. So go ahead and... I fucking hate grappling rules. I always forget them. I think it's a strength, contested strength check, but let me just see here. I'm going to look it up as I always do. Grapple. All right. So you're basically going to use your attack to make a melee attack, and yes, you would do a strength athletics check.
Okay, so I make a plain old attack?
No, you instead of an attack roll, you do a strength athletics check.
Oh, okay.
This is like a special type of attack.
So, athletics. Oh, great.
Well, yeah.
See how terrible this will end up being.
Just so I will say it out loud and forget it next time, the opponent gets to oppose it with either an athletics or an acrobatics check.
Okay, so it's a 19.
So, Ricardo, it's almost as if he feels you coming. You reach out to him to try to pull him into your grasp, this short little halfling, and he pushes his feet down into the nicely plush seat cushion that he's been running on, and he flips up into the air, plants his feet on your shoulders, and then flips back forward onto the table, and then down onto the ground, a few feet away in front of you.
Jeez,
your hand doesn't even touch him.
Wow.
All right. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I can do.
Haha! It takes more than that to capture Ricardo Ulysses. I am like sand pouring through fingers.
Ooh.
You see, it is like because it is very hard to hold sand in a tightly grasped fist. It takes more of a container, like a cup or a mug, to hold it.
This guy is Blaine's cousin or something.
He's
or
great
grandson.
He is no Ricardo Ulysses.
I'm gonna pull out a cup or a mug.
And drown your
break
shame.
It and shiv him.
So that was my attack action, right?
It was.
All right, I'm gonna as a bonus action, I'm gonna cast Sanctuary on Ool.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Cool. Nice.
Cool.
Wait, what do
they say?
I'm protecting Ool.
Oh, nice.
It's very, very cool of you. Sorry, I had to say it again. No one laughed at me.
I didn't hear you say it.
I like it when people laugh at me. All right.
I'm gonna laugh at you.
I'll laugh at you. All right, so you have heard a potential telepathized death rattle from up above. The warrior lizard folk are converging on Ool and Dew slightly. Mm. Ricardo seems as slippery as an eel, but there's the storm still raging all around the ship.
Yeah.
And the progenitor of this storm is none other than Rafina Flangepot.
That's me!
So we're all wondering what Rafina is doing amidst all of this.
Oh,
what is Rafina doing?
Sorry, Rafina, to interrupt. I understand them. I don't think they're going to take prisoners. Just want to say that.
Oh, shit!
You mean they're going to be nice about it?
They will not take prisoners.
We're all going to die, Rafina! You guys weren't being very clear.
Nick, if Nick were there, he'd be like, guys, we all have to dress up like prisoners!
like, I missed
Nick's dead. He's rotting in Castle Ravenloft.
Shut up! We would have buried him!
You would have.
But we didn't.
If you remembered it.
Oh, we didn't.
Oh,
pardon me.
We
forgot.
It's so terrible.
Like, buying the airship tickets, we're like, oh, crap, I just remembered.
I was too busy with my dead bug museum, man. It really came first. In my brain.
You all remember as these tickets are being bought, the camera suddenly cuts to, there's Nick's head just sitting in a corner in one of the tombs in the dark. And it's beautiful. There's this mother rat that just gives birth inside the cavity that she's chewed out to feed herself.
The miracle of life.
Nick wanted it that way.
He always loved rats.
So terrible.
Oh my god.
I hate you.
Cut back to you guys paying for the tickets, and you guys shrug and continue on.
Well, the bugs that were helping his body decompose were what inspired me to open the Dead Bug Museum. And this is... I forgot this at the time, but I did call it the Nick Akinkwichu Memorial Dead Bug Museum.
I remember that too. Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. I was there.
It took a long time to get all the brochures printed correctly.
Especially because he had such a ridiculous last name. Okay, so here's the thing about that cloud.
Yeah.
They've all moved out of it.
Well, remember... The cloud. Oh, yeah, you said it was far away, didn't you?
They were right at the edge of it, and then they came closer, the jerks.
True. Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at the map right now to see who was doing what. What I really want to do is go up and heal. It's through the trap door, right?
To go up to the envelope? Shouts of pain, yes. The trap door is above you.
Right, so up I go, bloop!
Describe how you're going to open this trap door, Rafina. It's pretty high up there. Even Bathwack had to lift his arms over his head. That's what caused such a kerfuffle last time.
So given that each round only takes 6 seconds, and I've just come from bounding off of the bouncy bunks.
Oh, yes.
I have a little bit of spring in my step.
Oh, yeah, your momentum is certainly preserved.
And it helps that my socks have a lot of elastic in them.
Oh,
that
they do.
That makes sort of a rubbery, boingy thing.
I'm surprised that they've retained their elasticity, knowing the way they function.
I wash them in the hottest of waters produced.
Is that like a brand?
My terrarium anymore.
You think back to it just crashing through that stained glass window.
Oh, my goodness, I wish I wasn't so impulsive.
Aww.
So you would be surprised at the agility of this grandma-like figure bouncing up to the trapdoor.
The warm waters of the Bertolgo River.
Super warm. It's a hot river. Oh, my God, what the hell?
No, that's just
it's
a brand
name. Glacial river. The glacial springs.
So you leap up there. And you latch on to the handle that fastens this, just like a divine monkey might. And
excuse me.
Hey, that's the most sacred of monkeys. the door swings open, and you're sort of clutching onto it, and you can sort of clamber up through. You wouldn't really have any more movement at that point, but you could still have an action. You get up there, you see one of the Ibish. They are distinguishable. They're not identical. You know that this one is Iba, sprawled out on the roof of the airship between the two bonfire posts, bleeding, motionless. And then hovering before you in the air are the two. Dragon wormlings with the lizard folk perched atop them.
Oh, crap.
Do I have does Eva have 0 hit points or
You're a healer. You would think that, yes, that Eba has 0 hit points.
All right, so I should probably do... I'm going to do my prayer of healing.
Okay.
See, it's an angry one because I'm mad at the dragon. And so it's sort of like I'm being snippy at them while praying for the healing of Eba. So that's why it sounds so angry.
Got it. That makes sense. Sure.
Okay, so is the other owl injured at all? Just this one?
You don't see the other one. You had seen the other one before.
I forgot.
Landed in the front zone of Captain Sitting.
Right.
That's the official name of that area.
All right, so this is the only one who's going to get my healing. Okay. So it's 2d8 plus my spell casting ability modifier, which is wisdom.
Cool. Go ahead.
Four plus four is 8.
It is. Is that the total?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You all hear in your heads this loud sort of gasp. And Rafina, you see Ava's owlish chest rise as she takes in breath and stirs. So you think you are brought her back from the brink.
Yeah.
All right. When you do this, the lizard guys that you see, Rafina, they had been sort of almost laughing. You think maybe. This laughter is cut off as Ava regains some semblance of life, and they screech at you in what sounds like utter anger. And Bathwack, you can hear it sort of faintly through the gaping hole, and it sounds like one of them shouts, "Kill that bitch!"
Whoa!
But we don't know which one they mean.
No, you don't. And they sort of pull back on the reins that they've got on these dragon wormlings, and their heads sort of rear up, and you see this sort of green glow forming in their mouths, and they both let loose this gout of acid towards you, Rafina, and Eba, and sort of the general top of the ship.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
How close is Eva to me right now? Like, can I fall over on top of her?
Sure. That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty close to the where you came up through. So, yes, I will allow it. You can lay your tiny, potentially grandma-like body atop hers, and shield maybe part of the damage.
That's what grandmas do.
Aww.
I need you to make actually 2 dexterity saving throws to maybe dodge some of this and pull her with you.
I've got a 10 and a 15.
All right. So you save versus one of them. So this acid sort of pours down over you, spewed out from these dragons' mouths, sort of converging on where you are.
Ugh.
Let's see, so save and fail. So you take a total of 33 acid damage.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Whoa.
And
you said 33, right?
I did. The rest of you, there's this sort of torrent, this small torrent of acid that pours down through the open trap door and starts sizzling in the ground below.
Oh no.
See what the trajectories will give me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. That's a 6.
6 on your dex save?
Yes.
Okay. So some does splash up on you.
Okay.
You take 11 acid damage.
Yikes.
As it sort of splashes down through and onto you.
Mm-hmm.
So your head is down, Rafina, but you feel this sort of eating into your clothes. You think the patchworkiness of your garments may get a little more patchy.
Oh no.
But you think you have served to save Eba from the brunt of this. You still feel her breathing below you. You don't think she has died again. But then I will let everyone know, and this will be the last thing I let you all know tonight, is that basically it feels like the floor has fallen out from under you.
What?
As the back half of the airship just suddenly drops.
Oh, no.
The
bunk half?
Basically, yeah, the rear okay. half. That is the toilet half of the airship.
The toilet half?
The toilet half.
Nice.
Has plummeted away.
Okay.
Just for the sake of cinematics, I'll describe what happens. This sort of gout of acid that converged on Rafina in rage that these lizard folk had directed has severed the lines that are holding the rear envelope to the airship itself.
Oh my god, we're fucked!
And it shoots up into the sky. And the rear of the airship is unsupported.
Oh my god!
There's still one envelope. We're
there
fine.
There is still one envelope. That's true. That's the motto of the USPS nowadays.
There's still one.
They stand by it, and it's serving them well. So let's just ponder that. It's another thought for philosophers as we close. You're flying through the air. We'll see how successfully what happens to everybody as the topography has suddenly changed.
Oh my god.
But yeah, we'll have to find out next time.
That
on pork
is
fried
definitely
dice.
A change in topography, because if we're gonna have to like climb on the walls or something. Yikes. Wow. And there are still three lizard guys on the ship and mm-hmm. two flying on a dragon, mm-hmm. on dragons.
Yep.
As far as we know. Plus, somehow they blasted a hole in the side of the ship. And it sounded like a cannonball, so maybe there's a cannon somewhere.
It sounded like this. Wait, is
it... Yeah. Sounded like a cannonball.
I will say, I looked a long time for a good explosion sound. I'm not super happy with the one that I have. It definitely wasn't a cannonball.
Oh, okay. Sounded like a cannonball. It's definitely that.
Sounded like this. Suddenly the side of the ship opened up.
This is a very poorly designed ship. Why is the side of it just opening up?
Please, do not say that, says Hank.
Where's that guy?
Hunkering under a table, probably. Maybe he fell out, you don't know. You don't see him.
Oh my gosh.
You're not paying attention to Hank.
No, I'm not.
He's not part of the fight. Hank.
Okay.
Hank.
I'm trying to calculate how many passengers there are, because if I have to, if the airship starts falling out of the sky...
Hmm.
If I have to cast fly,
yeah,
I can
How
only...
How many people are there so you can justify not casting it on Bathwack?
Right, exactly. Like, there's so many people up here, you guys. so many people I gotta
Where's
save.
That centipede? I gotta cast it on that centipede.
It's like the whole ship falls away in a fiery wreck, and you, all that's left is Will and a centipede.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.